This is Love Seal Church, bearing the tidings of the blessed hope and the glorious liberty of the sons of God. We earnestly pray that you experience a breaking forth in the quantum leap into all the promises of God for you. Gird up the loins of your mind and heart as you obtain mercy to find grace by the word of God coming through God's own servant at this time to you. Be ready for great impartation of the Spirit and life. Happy listening.
Jesus has come again to bow to you. You are the one that is in the midst of this church. I know you have said that we are entering a critical season. That it's time to stretch again. Thank you for the harvest that is ahead of us. Thank you that you need to put things in place because of what you are about to do or what you have started doing already. Thank you because your wisdom, you are arranging things and reordering things and making things compatible with what is in your heart. We honor you, Jesus. We thank you. In this short time, as we receive the word of the Lord, we say you come and teach us, Jesus. Come and minister to us. Help me to fill your heart and to bring your mind. Glory to you, Jesus. Praise to you, Son of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's open our Bible to Acts of Apostles chapter 20. Acts of Apostles chapter 20. If you remember, a few weeks ago, I started teaching for 2 Sundays. I thought about the whole counsel of God. I don't know if some of you, if you notice, the team, my father's business, the whole duty of man, it was because of that whole counsel of God. I want you to know that the whole counsel of God is the whole duty of man. Acts of Apostles chapter 20, from verse 16, for Paul had determined to stay by Ephesus because he would not spend the time in Asia. For he hastened, if it were possible for him, to be at Jerusalem the day of Pentecost. And from Miletus, he sent to Ephesus and gathered the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, you know, from the first day that I came unto Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons. So when he was in Asia, there was different kind of seasons. This is not rainy season, winter season. This is a season of the spirits. So, different sin in spirit is allocated to a counsel of God. The counsel of God operates in seasons. Verse 19. Serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptations, we befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. So this simply means that he went through different persecution from the hand of the Jews. And I kept back nothing. Look at all this. And I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you. So, not everything that is profitable to a Christian. But there are things that are profitable. So, he is saying that his embassy among the churches in Asia have been things that are profitable unto them. Things that are profitable. And there's nothing that is profitable to a man if the thing does not profit a soul. Because you remember, what shall you profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What God see profiting is not what eventually what is what you're going to use for your body for external thing. What is profitable, you must profitable to your soul. God, you can't gain the whole world and lose your soul. You also see in the book of Timothy, Paul was saying to Timothy, he said, for all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and is profitable. Profitable. And he said, what is profitable to you? For doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction, where? In righteousness. What? That the man of God there is not pastor. Every Christian is a man of God. Every woman, you're a man of God. So what's a man of God? Dear, your soul. He said, in malice, be ye children. What? In understanding, be ye men. So when you hear my Bible is talking about man, it's talking about what God sees as a man. When you say man is a spirit, he has a soul. It's your soul. Or you hear in the book of Ezekiel, the soul of a man, that is what God reckon with. What's reckoning? You go to give account. You will give account of everything you use your soul and your body to do. What you do with what? Say my soul and my body. Say because my soul and my body we are bought with price. 1 Corinthians 6:20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and your soul. That was speak there. It's not your religious spirit. That spirit there is your soul. It's so that they bought. They didn't buy our spirit. They quickened our spirit. So what they call spirit there is your soul. Because the soul look like spirits. That's why the soul can abhor spirits. Or the soul can allow spirit to inhabit inside of it. Demon can inhabit your body. You can cast out demon from a woman. Just like Holy Ghost inhabits your body. What do I have to say? Say, no, not. Everybody say that, church.
No, no.
That your body is the temple of Holy Ghost. So Holy Ghost is dwelling in your body. Holy Ghost is in your spirit. That's in your body. Because your spirit is inside your body. So Holy Ghost is inside your spirit, inside your body. So demons can also dwell in a man's body. But much more, a man can receive spirit into his soul too. It's not only my body or my spirit that can carry spirit. Your soul can also take spirits. That's why you will hear part of your soul is your mind. Say, part of my soul is my mind and my heart. You will read in the book of Ephesians chapter 4. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. So my soul can take spirit. Either spirit elements and spirit substances. And not only my mind that can take spirit, my heart, which is an integral part of my soul, can also receive spirits. When you read Psalm 51, you'll find that. So my heart can receive Holy Spirit. My heart can receive contrite spirit. My heart can receive broken spirit. They are not beings, but they are spirit as properties and spirit as materials. So, because of that, I say, anything that is not profitable to sow, God does not see something as profitability. But I've shown you and I've taught you publicly. So, one of the purposes of teaching is to show. I've shown you both by lifestyle, the way I live amidst you, the way I do things. I've shown you, and by my teaching, I've taught you publicly and from house to house. So that's why we teach in the public as now. This is a public place. But we also teach from house to house because oftentimes what we teach in the church needs to also be broken down in small meal so that more environment to be taught. I've taught in public places and I've taught from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. So here, you'll find two things that Paul said have taught them. And these two things are part of the counsel of God. Because what was the teaching of John the Baptist? Luke 3:3. So, look at that. What? John the Baptist was teaching, Abby?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now let's see Luke 7. When Jokas was talking about what John taught in Luke 7, when they said the whole counsel of God, there are things that God wants us to know. In that place was a widow that only have one son, the widow of nine, that her son died. She was crying in the city. Jokas saw a widow, you were crying. Let's read from verse 15. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he there, Jesus, delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet had been risen among us, and that God had visited what? His people. Then verse 17, everybody read. And this rumor of him went forth abroad all Judea and throughout all region about him. Verse 18. And the disciple of John shew him of this thing. Because by this time, John was already in prison. Then verse 19. And John, calling unto him 2 of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come? Or look we for another. Verse what? Verse 20. And when the men, these are the two disciples of John, that John said to Jesus, because they went to go and tell John that, Jesus, the man, there was a great miracle. John wanted to confirm that if he was the one. Then what? Verse 20. When the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come? Or look with another, verse 21. And that same hour, he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits. And unto many that were blind, he gave them, he gave sight. Verse 22. Then Jesus answering said unto them, Go your way and tell John what this you have seen and heard. And how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and what the dead are raised, and the poor, the gospel is preached, and blessed is he, whosoever shall not be offended in me. There we can jump to verse 28. For I say unto you, among those who are born of women, there's not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that's the least in the kingdom is greater than John. Then verse 29, and all the people that heard him and the publican justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisee, look at it. So he called the baptism of John something in verse 30. Let's see, we're able to go. But the Pharisee and the lawyer rejected what? The counsel of God against themselves. So doctrine of baptism, repented by baptism, it was a counsel of God. So faith towards Lord Jesus Christ is a counsel of God. So you can see that when he said that I was testifying both to the Jew and to the Gentile, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, he only brought out two parts of the counsel of God. It's a part of the counsel of God. And now behold, I go by in the spirit unto Jerusalem, and not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save the Holy Ghost, witness in every city, saying that bond and affliction await me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto me, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify of the gospel. Can you see? So he said, testifying what? Of repentance towards God and faith. So look at it. Then he also saying something again. He introduced something. I go by in the spirit, and I come and know my life dear unto me, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, and to testify the gospel of the grace of God. So here, Paul started from the basic of the counsel of God. He started testifying from the foundational counsel of God, which is called repentance, and what? In towards God. And faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ, then you now move to another thing. I say, testifying. To testify what? The gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that you are among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God. So Paul did not only stop, only preaching repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. He also went teaching what? What? The gospel of the grace of God. And he said after that, but before he's going to go and testify of the gospel of the grace of God, he said that everywhere that he minister in Asia, he has gone preaching the kingdom of God. Because Paul, apostle, was a wise master builder. He knows how to take anybody that becomes born again from the basic of the counsel of God until he introduced them to the heights of the counsel of God. Because the counsel of God is the secret of God. Or the whole counsel of God are the secret of God. And the secret of God is called mysteries. That's how another word that they used to call the counsel of God. The mystery of God. The whole mystery of God. Or the whole secret of God. Thank you so much. Romans chapter 16. Let's read it. He called it testifying of the gospel of the grace of God. So look at it. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you all. Amen. What is the grace of God? Now, to him that's our power to stabilize you according to my gospel. So I know that the gospel that Paul called my gospel is it's the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That he called the gospel. So what is that gospel? And the preaching of Jesus. So you can see that what he called my gospel is the preaching of Jesus Christ. Because in Jesus Christ is the whole counsel of God. What is counsel of God? Or the plan of God. When you hear the counsel of God, or the plan of God. What's another word for counsel of God? Or the thought of God. What's the counsel of God? Oh, the thought of God. In Jesus, when you see God, all the thought of God, all the secret of God, all the plan of God, God did it in Jesus. Jesus Christ is the masterpiece of all the counsel of God. If you want to know what is the heart of the Father for mankind, is Jesus Christ. If you want to know the plan of God for your life, look at Jesus Christ. Anything, if you want to know the purpose of God for your life, look at Jesus Christ. If you want to know your future, look at Jesus Christ. What your God became is your future.
Yes, sir.
Save Jesus.
Jesus
is at the right hand side of God.
My future
is that I should be at the right hand of God.
Right.
So yeah, he said, now there is a power to establish my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ. So Paul said, I've gone preaching, testifying of the repentance towards God and faith towards Jesus Christ. I love the word. Say towards. Say towards. Towards me that I'm not there yet. When he said repentance towards God. When I say, please, walk towards me. You must say, come to my house. I'm coming. I'm ready on your house. I'm already at Allen Junction. Have you dropped? Yes. Where are you coming from? I'm coming from away. So I drop at Alausa and I took by. They said they are going to Ikeja on that bridge. So, no. Ask them to drop you at Allen Junction. And when you're done at Allen Junction, just cross over to the other side and stay on your left. And start walking. I'm inside the street, but I'm going to walk, come out. Start walking towards me. I will meet you. So when he said, testify about repentance towards God. That means the counsel of God that every man should come to him. But you cannot come to God. That word, repentance is to turn towards God. Because all of us, we were not focusing on God before. For we are like a sheep have gone astray. Everyone to his own way. Everyone to his own way. That's why now they are turning us, repenting us to not go in the same way. But we are not all going the same way before. Because the way of death and the way of destruction, they are ways. It's not one way that leads to destruction. What seems right to you does not seem right to me.
Yes, sir.
So every man on his own way is what seems right to him.
Yes,
so the way that every man was going to is what seems right to him.
Yes,
and what is what seems right? Your righteousness. What seemeth right? Your righteousness. Because by reason of your own righteousness, your way that you are going is what seemeth right to you. Oftentimes, it's not even what. Sometimes it may not even be why your parents train you. Because sometimes they train up a child the way it should go. When he grow up, he won't depart. Sometimes when you are training a child in the way it should go, he may not go that way. Yeah. Most of us, our parents are Christian. Until God apprehended you, you are not going the way they train you. Yeah. God has to personally come to upset you or come to obstruct your way. So every man going to his own way. Because every man's way leads to death. Yeah. Every man's way leads to destruction. And what informs every man's way is what seems right to a man. That's why you want to go towards God. You want to repent. Repent means repentance towards God. Repentance means turning. That's why maybe you hear them saying, we don't, when you are leading unbeliever, the dead, to Christ, you don't tell him to repent. You tell him to believe. Because you does not have facility to repent. You don't have the facility to repent. What you can do is to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's after you believe that you will start repenting. Repentance is preached to a believer. And you will never stop preaching repentance in the church. Because every time that you see that you have been walking your way, you have to repent. Because you don't see the way that you are journeying your own way at once. It is as light increases that you see that this thing that I'm doing, this way I'm living my life, this way I am thinking, this way I am reasoning, this way I am doing things, this way I'm handling this matter is not the right way. It's as light increases, you see that you are still doing your own way. And every man's way leads to death. So that's why death has ways. So death distributed diverse way to every man. You cannot find way of destruction until you have find way of death. Because the manifestation of Satan is that he's still key. Way of death is the way of killing. And way of destruction. Also, you also find in the book of Matthew, do not fear he that can kill the body but cannot destroy. But fear that can kill and destroy. So way of death comes before way of destruction. When Satan kill, he tried to destroy it. Because when you don't destroy death, death can still rise again. That was what Job was saying. Is there hope in the grave? So Satan designed grave to destroy that which is dead. So you can kill and destroy. But if you kill, there's still hope. For there's hope of a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again. And that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Though the root was old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die. So something can die in the ground. Yet, through the weather, it will bore and bring forth both like a palm tree. So, the end of a man is not when he's dead. So, Satan put way of death in every man. According to your soul. And so, purpose of repentance is to turn you from your way of death. That's part of the God's counsel. That every man should not continue in the way that seems right to him. Because everything that seems right to a man, which is what is called righteousness. Because normally, because you think it's right, you do not see it as wrong. So you are working on that, and that's as a result of blindness of a man's heart. As a result of the veil that Satan has spread upon every soul, because Satan designed our right to kill us. If you want to stand your right as a husband, you will die. Any woman that wants to stand on his right as a wife, you will die. Every time you insist on what's my right to you, you are going to die. And the more you persist in what seems right to you, so we move into being destroyed. Satan does not destroy one. What destroys me? Satan, what is dead? Satan makes sure that he breaks down that which is dead inside a man. So that God will not be able to raise it back anymore. So that's one of the reasons why repentance towards God, that means repentance in your journey. What is journey? It's not your body. Because God is the spirit. Yes, sir. So you can't use your body to go towards God. Your repentance towards God. But a man cannot repent towards God without faith towards our Lord Jesus. Because Jesus is the mediator between man and God. So that's why where you are going to is to come to God. But you can't come to God without a mediator. So you must journey towards your mediator. Faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Who takes you or who come to receive you for God. So that's why everybody must journey towards faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Then, because our Lord Jesus Christ is the mediator between man and God. To travel from point A, or let me, it's not point A, point Qlessness. Because that was the place every man was. Every man was in the way of death. Journey further into the way of destruction. It is until you are born again and faith has entered your heart that you are going to have point A, because point A is a coordinate towards God. Yeah. God, as I said, point A, Holy Ghost said, no, go right. Yeah. Don't divide me like that. You don't have points yet. Until a soul has turned and a faith has entered the heart. So, a man is saying, I find point A towards a lot of God. Faith is beginning to enter that heart.
Yes, sir.
So, faith towards our Lord Jesus is ignited by the preaching of the gospel. When you preach our Lord Jesus Christ that he died and he has the gift of life to a sinner, and a sinner accepted and believed Jesus, that junction, that's the first, the quickening spirit. So that he can make decision to begin to turn. Repentance towards God begin. That you cannot come to God. There's no journey of your soul to God, towards God. You can't repent towards God except you anchor your faith on the balance of Jesus. Faith must be on Jesus. Because Jesus is only the mediator between man and God.
Yeah.
Jesus is the one that has everything you need to come to God. God created you, but you can't come to God that created you. Because as heaven is higher from the earth, so are the ways of God from your way that you're in. And your thought from the thought of God. So when you begin to come to church, one thing that the church is designed for is for men to begin to do repentance. Or repentances. Another word for repentance means turning. The turning of your heart. And the continuous turning of your mind. If you're not ready to turn, don't come to church. God, one thing that they will be making available to you is need for you to turn. And why you must turn is because your way, that the way you do things, the way you think, the way you reason, not only the way you only think, the way you arrange your inside. Because you feel that I'm right. Your present frame is similar right to you. Or when you begin to come to hear what we preach, once you do that, I am not right. Or what Paul said, there's nothing good in me. And that call for the need for repentance. So you will see, they will start opening to you the counsel of God gradually. And the beginning of the counsel of God is faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Although when you seek Hebrew chapter 6, they put repentance towards God and faith towards God. In Hebrew 6. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Why is repentance towards God? Because every man, say dead works.
Dead works.
Because I say what? Because I say you repent from your way that leads to death. It's repentance towards God. Repentance towards God means repentance towards life.
Yeah.
Because the way that every man has been going is the way of death. that is a way of destruction. Proverbs 14, 12. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are ways of death. It's a way. But that way, you have the branches. What Satan put in every man is a way. That way is not a thing you can try. That way is who you are. That way is your frame of your person. That's why teaching doctrine of repentance is not a thing you do. Yeah, I forgive my sin, Lord, and you stop. No. People don't understand that thing. That there are a way, the way you are. When someone says, "This I am, this is my way." It's a way, but in that way are ways. There's a way that seems right. Unto a man. But the end there, when you follow that path, you will see that he has ways there. There are branches, there are paths that you discover. And that way connects with me. If you marry with one of those ways, your wife will have a problem in life. And sometimes we marry with our ways, and you are marrying another lady with her ways. And both ways, Eva, we are not jamming ways. We are all going the same path. You can be married and never fulfill the injunction of one flesh. Because if you are going to fulfill and both of them shall be one flesh, everybody must abandon his way and repent towards God. So it's not about my way. It's not about the husband's way. It's not about the wife's way. It's about everybody, because everybody must abandon the way and look for what seems right to God. So repentance towards God means that where I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it's the power of God to salvation, to the Jew first, and to Gentile. For therein is the righteousness of God. What's the righteousness of God? What seems right to God? So faith towards God is following what seems right to God. Or what seems right to God that is in the frame called Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is our glass, our lens, divine to see what seems right to God. Because he's the mediator between, I mean, what's mediator? He's the one that you need to use Jesus Christ to see what is right. You can't say you are repenting towards God. You can't repent if you are not seeing Jesus. That's why your faith must be towards Jesus. What is towards your? What's your faith towards your? Hebrew chapter 12. Call that our faith towards Jesus. Testifying both to the Jews and to the Greeks. Repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrew chapter 12 verse 1. That our faith towards, say, looking to Jesus. Repentance, what Lord your Christ is called, looking to Jesus. Who is the mediator? Because you want to go towards God. But you can't go towards God. You have to look to Jesus. Let Jesus become the lens of your journey to God. Because God is very far to a soul. But you need Jesus as a lens. So the other is that man cannot see anything outside what seems right to him. That's only what you can see. We don't see anything because man has a nature called self-conceited. We are consumed inside of ourselves. We dwell inside of ourselves. Anything outside of ourselves, we can't see it. When we say we are looking at God, we only want to use God for ourselves. When we say, I come to Jesus, we are just want to hijack Jesus and you for ourselves. Because, see, when they said that a man is blinded, a man is in a veil, Satan did something in us that we cannot. Just like it's possible for a child, your child to go back to. As long as a child, he cannot see anything outside himself. Yeah. Everything is you. For him, you will die for him. It's not that mind is not there. He wants to consume you and take everything about you. For you to be able to gradually make him or her, you have to strain him or her. You came and you just came to ask me for money for this thing. Have you ever said that? How am I doing? You can say that tomorrow, you will not remember. You have to say it again, and you meant to say that thing for years. Until gradually we start done it. Because what you're trying to do, you are trying to reconstruct the way that this is not right. And it's a lot of labor. Sometimes it can be so laborious that sometimes if you're not careful as a parent, you can become tired of talking and again. The same way is a man may be born again, but he's still holding to what seems right to himself. Many Christians in church. That's why people are not doing the father's business. That's why people are not consumed with the whole this your man. Men don't know this is your man. They thought this is your man is to use God to enjoy life in this other side of life. They don't know. If you study Ecclesiastes well, Ecclesiastes says every venture under the sun that is different from keeping commandments, fearing God, he called them, they are vexation of spirit and vexation of soul. Everything man do upon the earth. You not say, how? And Solomon has spoiled everything. He married even to getting married to the wife of your youth. That you can marry. So long is to gravitate with people marry. They marry to consume it on their lust. When a young man wants to marry, it's just that he felt like, I'm in a church, I can't fornicate. Let me grab one lady. It's not there so that you can go and serve her. She's not ready that purpose of marriage, there are commandments tied to marriage. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself. The man is not going there to go and give himself. He's going there to go and satisfy sexual urge and sexual craving. So, to me, that's what's similar. You see, that arrangement cannot turn by saying, God, forgive me. I know I'm forgiving. It's not to repent. To turn that man is the counsel of God. That the way you have been arranged, my counselor, you need to repent. It's to turn you. To turn. Because what make you like that? Acts 26 said, to turn them from darkness to light. Darkness is not, it's not that you have darkness, you are darkness. Yeah.
Oh, prahaske devania intebia lekia son delegedeske de bolia tevados kedvada diaskunaya. Ought not to remain like that. You ought not to remain that way. You ought not to remain in that configuration. You ought not to figure even after that manner. You ought not to stay even in that estate. Run from that estate. You can change estate. You can change that estate of darkness. You can change that estate. Melie kodi konami okole kole. Healing for such an estate. I brought healing for such an estate. I brought conversion. I brought translation. That you may not remain even in that estate. Come to the manor. Come to another estate. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. Oh. Oh man, change estate, change state, change state, come change state. Hear the words of the changing of state, hear the words of the translation of estate, change estate in the soul, change estate in the soul, change where you are dwelling in the soul. Is a call for to change, is a call for to change, is a call for to change estate. See the Spirit of the Lord.
So when he said you are sometimes darkness, but now are ye light. So not that you have light. They want to change to become light. Jesus John chapter 1 says, is the light. John the Baptist was that light. John is the light. So they also want to make us light. Yes, in Matthew chapter 5, he said, you are the light. So you don't just become light because you believe John guys. Before you can become light, there must be repenting. Because you are darkness. Yes, Ephesians chapter 5. Say, sometimes you are darkness. But now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Awake, thou that sleepest. What's sleeping? You that you are unconscious. When you say you are sleeping, you are not aware. You that you are in ignorance, you are not aware of it. Awake, thou that sleepest. That from verse 13. Arise from the dead. So he's talking about two conditions here. There's a condition of them that sleepeth. And there's a condition of them, they are dead. But this is writing to church. So it's not writing to one believer. It's writing to the Christian. So he showed that in spiritual estate, sometimes a man may be in a state of death. For example, he was writing to a church. Revelation chapter 3. Unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, this thing say he that are the seven spirit of God and the seven star. I know thy works, that thou art a name that liveth and are dead. Say you have a name that thou liveth. That church is liveth. I mean they are alive. Because this is an everlasting church. So be said they are liveth me. This church have undo the word of God. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 23. For the word of God that liveth and abideth. So this church have done the word of God. That means they have done the first work. But the first work have not arrived into the season of abiding. And that first work is as a result of the word of God. So they have used the word of God into a place of living. So they have testimony that they are living. But certain things, something happened to this church. That are the name that thou liveth and are dead. Say, are dead. No, we are dead. That as I'm talking to you now, you are still in dead. Look at what happened to them. Be watchful. Eh? And strengthen the things which were dead. So you see that when they say they are dead, mean there are things that were alive in them that are not dead. Where there's still something that were alive, that's still alive. Have you seen people, especially those who work in a very top executive role in some very big organization? If you are dealing with some bosses, the way you relate to them, you think that they are very, that these people don't have conscience. Especially those who have used their soul so much in corporate world. I mean, I'm talking about guys that have done it, they have sat down, they have done deals with bad politicians. Where they know that politician is stealing the money and they have collected the money and used it to do things. They carry money for politician and carry it to Dubai to go and buy mansion for them. They carry it to this country that you can go and add money. And when they carry it, this is my court. They carry money for politician and say they're going to use it to a mission feed. But they're not using it for any mission. Some of them will carry it and say they're going to go and do some charity to some African nation. But they use that African nation to siphon money of the country and they have a court for them. You know that nobody does such a thing that something is not dying. But that those things are dead and what die is in the soul. But that does not mean that some things are not still alive. Because that same person that he does not care that men of 70-something years, their money, that carried and they saw those people, men with gray hair, fitting and they are collapsing and dying and some of them, they pass their hair. The same person, when he's tied, you see the way it's jittery. But when that old people were queuing before the office, when they're doing revalidation, and those people are collapsed, there was nothing like that move. So you can know that you can be dead into some things, and you are alive to some things. So when I wrote to the church of Ephesians, awake, thou that sleepest, arise from the dead. So you can be a Christ church. There are areas in your soul that you are sleeping. And there are parts of your soul that is dead. That means in place of recovering you, and part of your soul is alive because light has shine. But that's why I'm teaching you the issue of repentance, which is the counsel of God. Because you don't repent, it's not at the time you turn. It takes gradual revelation of righteousness. It is where righteousness has been revealed. And you have responded that you gradually come into life. So long that when righteousness has been revealed, but you do not turn, Because you can't come until you have faith. Romans chapter 1, 16, 17. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation. To the Jew first, then to the Gentile. For daring in the gospel of Christ is righteousness revealed from faith to faith. What's faith to faith? Faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. When they reveal righteousness, they expect you to journey towards Christ, the lens that is right. So that you can turn from ways that you are going in. If you don't turn, and your turn is not at once, your repenting is your obeying. When you say a man is repenting, it's in obeying. I'm not repenting if I'm not obeying. What validates evidence that a soul is repenting? Why, Jesus? Oh, is that he's turning. So the evidence that a soul is repenting is that he's obeying. Obeying what seems right. Obeying the new lens, Christ, that is right. If you don't do that, you can be in a church for 50 years and you have not turned. You are still in darkness even unto now. Because the only way you turn from darkness, you say, awake that thou sleepest. Arrive from the dead. Say, and Christ will give you light. So they that are asleep and they that are dead, what they need is light. Because what led him to his death state is he walked in the way of death. And that way of death is what seemed right to him. And that was seemed right to him. It was a light that he was used to live his life. Because what seemed right to you is a light. It's an illumination. It's an enlightenment that you receive from the culturing of evil spirits. That through your culture, through tradition from your father, or through civilization in your country. That if I help somebody, they should help me back. It's in our psyche. If they don't do it, you feel the person does not appreciate you. Because that you do your work, you feel they should appreciate you. In fact, when you and your people in the office are saying, say, don't mind those people, they don't appreciate people. But that's what they are paying salary for. That thing, it did not start. It's a culturing. Where I'm not against appreciating. But that thing, you cannot carry it. You can also carry the same thing into church. You can carry the same thing into ministry. You can carry the same thing into service. Because there's that thing is just there. And that thing is darkness. It's a power. And you don't stop doing that by saying, I'm not going to do it again. You know, first of all, joke I told them, it's not firstly about the action. It's about the thought of it. You can say, it has been your law that he that committed fornication. He said, but if you look lustfully to a maiden, you have committed it already. So that thought is present with you. It's a darkness. So to repent is that where that thing is rooted and you don't know where they plant that thing is. That is planted in your subconsciousness. Unknowingly, all the vendor that appreciate you, there is a way. You lay with their file. There is a way when their check is not being done, you follow up with accounting departments. But those don't appreciate. You don't send. Because it's none of your business. But the one that appreciates is your business. That thing, though you might not see. Look at that's why when you move into the season of everlasting life, the word of God does not focus the status in Christ. They focus more on action and things and nothing. When you move into this of everlasting life, the seat of the word of God, when you go to the servant of God, is that he's a discerner of thought and intent. Intent why you move fire to go and drive the fire of the men that appreciate you and those who appreciate you. Your intent, they see it. Because that thing is naked before the eyes of the word of God. Christ must have given you light, but that is still hidden. You don't see it. Until the era of the everlasting, when the word of God starts coming to you. And until that thing is taken away, you will not live. The word of God will not make it to live, let alone move into abiding. That part of you will remain still dead. Dead to the action. So you can see why we need the counsel of God. And this thing, just one of the counsel of God. I'm just teaching you about faith and repentance.
So, but Paul said, I've not yet to declare to you the whole counsel of God, because you cannot be like this and do the Father's business. Because you will see that the Father's business is for personal gain. Because so long that things are there. Because ultimate counsel of God is that you should become habitation of God. And your soul should become the wife of the Lamb. The whole duty of man, habitation of God, wife of the Lamb. God that created you, this is why he created you. To be habitation of God. Because you can't have a wife if you don't have an habitation. For where do you abode that I may come? Even the Shunammite woman has the beloved. Where will you take me to your mother? So the lamp will not marry a soul until he has seen that that soul will be habitation for God. Because he's going to take you to his father's abode. So the duty of man on earth is to become habitation of God. We are more interested in my shoe, my clothes, my cream, my school fees, my wife, my husband. We don't know that our duty, the whole duty of man, which is attached to the whole counsel of God, is that man should become habitation of God. And it is until you become habitation of God, your soul will not become the wife of the Lamb. And the statement of love see, why we are love see, is that we should become preparing a people, a bride for the Lamb. But the Lamb cannot have a bride. It's to prepare a people. Prepare a people is prepare a habitation of God. Any soul that's an habitation of God is qualified to be the wife of the Lamb. Because if you can be a habitation of God, you can look for habitation for the Father. The Father will say, you go marry my son. That's why he was saying that. And my Father will come and make our abode in them. So every soul. So the statement of Lord C, the vision of Lord C Church, is to prepare a people to be the habitation of God. Therefore, they are the bride. So that's our duty. Everything we do on earth, that's the whole counsel of God. Why we are repenting towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And we move into the world, to turn to the grace of the gospel of Christ. And move to the gospel of God is to become an habitation of God. And every habitation of God will definitely become the wife of the Lamb. That's why, if you see, I didn't put and. Because they are not two visions. It's just one vision. It's one hope. Hope of becoming a habitation of God. So that you can qualify to be the bride or the wife of the Lamb. And that's why when you look at Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21 is the city. He said, God and the Lamb shall be in it. So that New Jerusalem city, first of all, when you see Holy Jerusalem. You see New Jerusalem. So Holy Jerusalem, say, prepare as a bride for us back. When you see the next one is God and the Lamb doing it. So the first one is that the first phase of Jerusalem was they showed the bridal part of it. That same Jerusalem also became habitation, dwelling place of God. So it's the same Jerusalem, but in one, it's like a coin with two sides. So our duty on earth, the whole duty of man is that can we become habitation of God? The Father's business, John chapter 14, in my Father's house, is not many mansion. Then moving from to verse 6, I am the way. The Father's business is the Father's house, which is Father's habitation. That you need it, but you cannot find it except you have found the way. But you can't find the way except you repent from your ways. And you find, and you mean to journey into those. Can you respond to the Lord? Love it.
We believe you have been enlightened through the ministry of the Word and Spirit, bringing you into a much deeper understanding of God's eternal purpose and plan. To find out more about us and our meetings, visit us at 12 Akinyosiyemi Street off Allen Road, Ikeja, Lagos. You can also contact us on our website at www.lostyouchurch.org or call us on +234 9042 850714. Remain blessed.